You're listening to SBS News.
There's an incredible opportunity to demonstrate what ambition looks like.
That's Simon Steele, the United Nations Chief of Climate Change, speaking with the ABC.
To take full advantage of all of its natural resources in the green energy space and to accelerate its transition away from its dependence on fossil fuels to new green technologies.
He's in Canberra, urging the Australian government to be ambitious as it decides on its 2035 climate target. The almost 200 signatories to the Paris Climate Agreement have been asked to submit their 2035 emissions reduction targets in an attempt to keep global warming below 2 degrees and reach global net zero by 2050. Australia's 2030 target is 43% reduction on 2005 emissions, with Labor yet to set its next target after delaying the decision until after the election. The UN says global emissions need to be reduced by 60% by 2035 to stay on track. But some of the crossbench want to see Australia go beyond that, including independent MP Allegra Spender.
The Climate Change Authority has said that a target for 2035 within the band of 65 to 75% reduction is achievable and the right thing for Australia. It is time for the Albanese government to show courage and make a commitment of at least 70% reduction.
Greens leader Larissa Waters says the government needs to go further than what's already been committed across the country.
The states and territories are doing a bit in this space, and if you put all of their contributions together, that would already see us reduce emissions by 71%. Now that means if the federal government want a target that's any lower than 71%, that is them saying we are doing nothing.
Citing a 2024 ClimateWorks report which estimated a 66 to 71% reduction of emissions based on current state and territory targets. But beyond the crossbench, there are calls for net zero to be scrapped altogether, with Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce spearheading the fight.
It's just a swindle, and it works on the most, like all swindles. It finds the virtue in people who want to do the right thing and then just starts ripping them off blind.
The group of coalition backbenchers, which includes Nationals like Matt Canavan, Colin Boyce and Michael McCormack, and Liberal MP Garth Hamilton, say the commitment is driving up power costs, hurting regional industries like mining, metals and manufacturing, and tearing regional communities apart. Trying to pressure for change before the end of the official post-election review. Opposition leader Susan Lee is in no rush to come up with a final energy plan.
We have about 2 years and 9 months to the next election. We have the time to get energy policy right.
Labor's climate change minister Chris Bowen was not available for an interview. Rania Yallop, SBS News.